From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Driftwood Gypsy. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
When I was a little boy, little Liza Jane, I liked going swimming, little Liza Jane. Now that I'm a bigger boy, little Liza Jane, I like to go with women, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. I got a girl that's good to me, little Liza Jane. I need a girl about 5'3", little Liza Jane. I need a girl to treat me right, little Liza Jane. And I need a girl like you tonight, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Renee Collins, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. Now in our 17th broadcast season, tonight is Red Barn Radio's 626th live concert performance. Tonight, we are so incredibly pleased to present a program of great live music with our featured guest artist, Driftwood Gypsy. Driftwood Gypsy is a band comprised of six music-loving friends. Jason Adams, lead guitar vocals. Derek O'Neill Oldham, guitar vocals. Conrad Dellinger, drums vocals. David Chill Napier, guitar vocals. Creek Sales on bass and guitar. And each artist brings their own style and influences to produce a feel-good groove that is sure to make you move your feet, even here tonight. Please welcome Driftwood Gypsy to the Red Barn stage.
Mm-hmm.
lemonade with your high-class friends, but who's gonna save it so? When it all comes to the end, see love will walk out the door. Soon as it comes in, it's when the devil calls your name, and there's nobody left to blame. You can see how quick things change. Sundays, every day, worry late for supper with your family, but you're still on time for work. Well, tell me who's your God? Where in hell is your church? When the devil calls your name and there's nobody left to blame, you can see how quick things change. Sin and shame.
Now here's Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, to talk with Driftwood Gypsy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, nice to meet all of you tonight. This is fun for me because, you know, I've only had an opportunity to hear you on, you know, looking at a little computer screen. So it's great to see you live. Love all the guitar wall. I just love hearing all the interactions you guys got going on. It's fun. A lot of fun. Tell listeners how this current config of players happened to come together, and how did Driftwood Gypsy come to be?
We Derek found, Vane, found ourselves Oldham. At a, meeting around at a lot of weird places, like there was a jam.
Yeah, we had a jam over at Ruddy Leone's house, who's in Bourne Cross-Eyed. That's where I met Dee and Chill, and I already knew Conrad. Dee just wanted to put a band together. I was stagnant from my last band, just sitting around itching to play. Just kind of fell into place.
Jason is on the far left. He's playing lead guitar. Jason, what did you do before Driftwood Gypsy?
Jason Adam.
I had a band for, I don't know, about 4 years prior to that called Joint Venture. And we just gigged around town. But it was just me and my buddies just having fun.
And doing what? Playing what kind of music?
It was kind of psychedelic bluesy rock.
Uh-huh.
Kind of style. But our drummer, he moved out of town and we just kind of fizzled. I was sitting around for a year and met these guys.
Where are you from? Are you from
I'm from Versailles originally.
Okay.
Lived here.
Started playing music when you were a young kid?
12. Yeah, I picked up the guitar when I was 12 years old.
Trained? Did you do lessons? And
I did lessons for a little while, yeah.
Play music in school?
For a few years. I started in the school band playing trumpet, and I had to play a trumpet. My parents had two trumpets already. Otherwise, I'd been a drummer. And
that's when we started my kid out,
that
too.
That was the same year I picked up the guitar, so I was like, no more horns.
Did you ever learn to read music in the course of playing the trumpet?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Was it helpful, though?
Yeah.
For you? I mean, well, in terms of sort of building a foundation for you musically?
Yeah. I'd say so, overall.
Who was the guitar player that made you want to pick up a guitar?
Originally, I was into the whole grunge alternative music of the 90s, so I remember hearing Nirvana and wanted to play.
It's a good one.
Do that, like play music.
Yeah.
So when I realized, like, then it kind of developed over the years. Now Pink Floyd's my big thing. David Gilmour, he's my hero.
Oh, all right.
Back, my baby, she was. gonna fall in love.
David Chill Napier, Monsieur Le Napier. David, we talked a little bit before the program. We talked about some of your training. You went to Western and studied voice. Did you go there specifically to study voice?
Yes, sir.
David Chill Napier.
It's always been the goal in mind. I started singing when I was a kid in church with my mother, and that just kind of trickled into, I guess, what we're all doing now.
Where were you when you were a kid?
Well, I was living in Harrodsburg, and my mom actually, there was a place called Studio G in town, and they did a lot of showcases. So my mom did a lot of sketch comedy and sang really well. She was trained too. Yeah, she went to K-State. And so they just brought me in, and there was a teacher, Ron Browning, who teaches now in Nashville, but I started kind of learning under him. And
you know, you're talking about when you were like a middle school student?
This was 10, 12. Something like that, yeah.
Did you feel like there was somebody who, somebody in your school and other places who sort of recognized that you had passion and talent to do what you were doing?
I think I just shoved it in everybody's faces so they didn't have time to even think, you know. I was always trying to sing somewhere or perform and just kind of always running around doing something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was it like at Western studying voice there? What'd you learn there?
It was good. I learned a whole lot. Mostly, I didn't have any formal training before going to school, so learning how to read music and learning like how to sight read vocal parts.
Was that challenging for you to start doing that at age 18 or 19?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was just doing, you know, by ear. At that point, you know, I had no actual training. So, you know, it taught me a lot. I matured more so in breathing, you know, learning how to breathe properly and learning how to listen to myself more.
What are the problems that most people have with their voices, and why do they have those problems?
It's 90% breathing, and it's because you're not controlling from your diaphragm and, you know, allowing your esophagus and everything to just kind of relax and, you know, chill out and, give your vocal cords a rest.
Do vocal teachers teach exercises to strengthen that part of your body, to strengthen, there's a core strengthening stuff?
Yeah, there's tons. Yeah, you can go for days on that.
Yeah. Well, very nice. Well, you got a beautiful voice. And how'd you end up picking up the guitar? I see you have a bourbon barrel guitar.
Yeah, this thing is cool. I love this little thing. I work at a music shop. At this music shop, there's a friend of mine that actually builds them on the side. And I'm kind of, you know, running around testing them out for him. So I guess you can say I'm sponsored, but there's one special little part about this. You can pop the backside off of this thing.
And?
This one came from Woodford Reserve.
Oh.
So they're actually built from all of the barrels.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So you can actually keep ice water and coffee and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's so
nice. For a quick drink while you're on the stage, you know?
Very cool. Well, that is so funny. I was secret sort of man from uncle compartment back in the back. Yeah, when I was looking at that instrument earlier, I was noticing that part. I said, hey, this is loose. I wonder if I should, I wanted to reach down and sort of pop it up and see what's there. How cool. So when did you start playing guitar?
About 6 years ago, 7 years ago, we've been together for seven. So just a little bit before we started playing together, about a year before we started playing together. So probably around 8 years.
Was that your first instrument?
No, I started on drums when I was in church as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And then just moved on to different saxophone and marching band. And then I started doing percussion because we had 15 members left in our marching band in high school in Harrodsburg.
So
I had to play a couple of parts and play football. But
did you play football?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well, what position?
Nose guard, mostly. That's pretty much my only position.
Did you like it a lot?
I did like it a lot.
Yeah.
I got to play tight end a couple of times, but that was, you know, I wasn't quick on that.
Well, all right.
Sitting on the back of that train with your robot arm. Looking at the big sky, listen to the smoke alarm. You wonder what happened way on, must have jumped the track.
you hope to get some kissing back. Every night you get the same old dream. There's a spoonful of honey where your heart should be. And there's a honey dripping off of your spoon. 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 Well, high skin, drink a big hard candy green high. You make you wish you had your red-headed lover back some. Opened up the seal like you didn't even know better. Now you get the same old dream. There's a spoonful of honey where your heart should be. And there's a honey dripping off of your spoon. Track. You put your lips out in the wind and you hope to get some kisses back. Every night you get the same old dream. There's a spoon of the honey where your heart should be. And there's a honey dripping off of your spoon. Honey dripping off of your spoon. Honey dripping off of your spoon.
Could you tell us a little bit about you? Where are you from?
I'm from Bourbon County.
Okay.
Bourbon County kid. I'm from Paris.
All right.
Country boy.
Uh-huh.
Derek O'Neill Oldham.
Did you really grow up rural?
Yeah. Really rural.
Really?
Yeah, I lived out in Clintonville. I don't know if you know where that is, but it's by the Army Depot, which is, Paris is huge. Farmed and all that stuff growing up with family and played football and baseball and won a state championship in football growing up. And
oh, no kidding.
My life is completely 180'd since then. I'm not trained or any of the great stories these phenomenal musicians you have. The only musical stories I have is I went to a lot of festivals and I love the hell out of music. And I had a bunch in my head that I had to get out some kind of way. So I didn't have any kind of training. I'd never even thought about playing guitar. I sang in the shower. I bought a bunch of Allman Brothers albums and went on tour with, Widespread Panic and whoever it was big in my head at the time. Uh-huh. And I was like, I got to do something with this. And grabbed musicians that I liked and respected, picked up a guitar and started writing music.
That was at what point in time?
About 6 years ago.
Wow.
So
that's a speedy development.
Yeah. I think if it's in your heart, you know what I mean? You'll get it or you won't get it, but I had to try to get it. So this is what we have here. So kind of dumb luck, kind
I love
of a risk taker, But, you know, it's life, you only got so much time, you know, so you got to try.
Do you do something other than play music?
I am a maintenance foreman over a construction, over a condominium complex here in Lexington. So construction, HVAC, plumbing, yada, 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 yada. All of that good stuff, yeah.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Driftwood Gypsy, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Driftwood Gypsy after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.